Schooling Around, number one, Treasure Fever. Written by Andy Griffiths and read by Stig Weems. Now, you might be thinking, no big deal. Teachers at our school fall out of the window all the time. Sometimes they're even pushed. But what you don't know is that our classroom is on the second floor. If a teacher falls out our window, it's serious. Somebody do something, said David. Why don't you do something, said Jack. You're a class captain. Well, what do you suggest, said David. This isn't exactly covered in the class captain's manual. There's a class captain's manual, said Jack. Really? No, of course not, said David. I was joking. G-g-g-g-g, said Newton. Uh-oh, said Jenny. Newton's having another panic attack. G-g-g-grab his feet, said Newton, pointing to the window. I rushed to the window. Sure enough, just at the edge of the windowsill were two black tips, the tips of Mr. Brainfright's shoes. Mr. Brainfright was hanging upside down by only his toes from a second-floor classroom window. I don't suppose you could give me a lift up, could you? He said this very calmly and coolly, as if he wasn't hanging upside down by only his toes from a second-floor classroom window. Yes, sir, I said. No problem. I grabbed one of Mr. Brainfright's ankles and tried to pull him in, but he was too heavy. I turned around to face the class. They were all staring blankly at me. What are you waiting for? I shouted. Give me a hand! Gretel Armstrong rushed over and grabbed Mr. Brainfright's other ankle. Got you, she said. Gretel was so strong, it was rumoured she could knock a person out with just one punch. Not that we'd ever seen her do it, but that was the rumour, and nobody really wanted to test it to see whether or not it was true. What do we do now? I said. Pull him in, of course, said Gretel. Are you ready? I nodded. Ready? One, two, three, lift! Gretel and I lifted with every last bit of strength we had, but Mr. Brainfright was still too heavy. We need backup!